Joined here by head coach Lee Warford down at Pattonsburg High School, making sure that I have the right schedule up here. I do. Victory last night against Union Stars, 60-47. We're just talking about this one off the air here with Coach Warford. We'll talk about it on the air. We'll go right to the conversation here, Coach. You see a number one seed, St. Joe Christian, Thursday night at 7. You've seen them already. I know a lot of things need to go different. First time that you played them, you lost by 30. Specifically, what are kind of the top of your list that you need to do better second time around against the Lions?
Well, first off, they have a special player. Bumas is a special player, and we didn't do a very good job of even trying to control her, much less contain her. And then they've got some quiet threats. I call them quiet threats. You know, you focus on her too much, and then they'll take a baseline three and knock it down on you. I'm going to ask if we can play with seven players. I think if I can get seven out there, we might be able to cover them.
Against Union Star, Coach, and I've seen a lot of Union Star teams that just, I'm sure they struggle to get, you know, players and get numbers and those things, but they played you pretty tough last night, and they're a five seed. Is this one of the better Union Star teams that you've seen in recent years?
This is definitely one of the better teams that Union Star has had in quite a while. They've got three really nice players, one of them being a point guard, another one being an inside player, another one who can shoot the ball outside, but she's about 5'9" and rebound solid, and they've got plenty of numbers. They seem to have an identity of what they want to do, which is good for them. I mean, their program has progressed, and we jumped out real big.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was 23-5 at the end of the first quarter. And Caitlin Jones, our point guard, gets in foul trouble, and they cut it back to 11. And then we get her back in, and we just kind of coast on in comfortable after that. So it was a good win for us. We had four players in double digits, which real balanced, 18, 17, 13, 10, which was a good sign. That's the first time we've had three or more in double digits in the same game. It's usually been two. So I was pleased. In fact, I've been pleased with the way things have gone the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we talked last week about the fact that you have a team that they either score in the 50s or they score in the 20s. Do you have a pretty good handle on, you know, what kind of the difference is between the team that scores in the 20s and the one that scored in the 50s the last couple of games?
We're just not real consistent shooters. That's, one night we'll hit five threes and then go two games and not hit a three-point shot. When we played King City there last week, we were right there with them most of the way. 8 points at the end was their biggest lead, but we didn't score a basket outside the lane. Did not score an outside shot.
Biggest challenge right now is if you can combine the way that you defended King City, a really good basketball team. That was a 34-26 final. If you can defend like that and hit shots like you did the last couple of games, you'll have things going. The coaches all over the country are figuring, okay, how do I get that the best offense going with the best defense on one night, right?
Well, if any of them figured out, I wish they'd give me a call because I'm still working on it.
How did the girls look against Worth County on Friday night, Coach? You got a good victory. Was what as good as the score indicates?
Yeah. We led by 20 two or three times during the game. They made a run at us in the fourth quarter, I believe, cut it to 11, and then we ended up winning by 13. And I do have to say that's, I think, as far as girls basketball coaching goes, that was the first time I've ever had a girl have a triple-double. Caitlin Jones, she had 10 steals, 11 rebounds, 31 points, and she played really well. Had another guard come off the bench, Katie Chamberlain, who past 3 years hasn't seen much playing time, if any at all, hit two big threes for us. One right at the buzzer at the end of the third quarter that it felt like the game was over when she hit that. So We had some good things there in that game. I thought it was our most complete game, but things excited me about the last 2 weeks. You know, we're really young, either age-wise or experience-wise with our seniors, is I think we've kind of figured out how to be a varsity basketball team. And we're starting to practice like it. We're starting to locker room for a game is starting to feel like it. The intensity level from start to finish is kind of starting to show. And with us being so young, I worry right now about us hitting a wall somewhere. And that's why we're going to try to schedule a couple of midweek off days for our kids. And there's just something seems pretty special to during the course of a year to all of a sudden on a Wednesday or something to have a day off.
Mm-hmm.
And see if we can avoid that possible hitting a wall.
Thursday will not be a day off for the Lady Panthers. They go over to Gilman City, short trip east. They'll take on St. Joseph Christian at 7 o'clock in the evening. The third place game is Friday at 8. Championship game set for Saturday at 3 from Gilman City. Next week, we'll talk about Stanbury at Pattonsburg on Tuesday the 31st. Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck on Thursday.
All right. Thank you for calling again.